Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
I'm Karma.
And thank you for downloading a bonus Pokemon episode. Pokemon.
Gotta catch 'em all.
So, we did it.
Opening night.
We went to the Thursday night showing of Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
And it was a goddamn delight.
A GD delight.
Until the credits.
Well, that was a situation that...
A
situation with some children. And this is the danger. This is why I always go to... If I go see a kid's movie, I go to like an 11:30 showing.
I know.
This was like a 6:30 p.m. showing.
I did yell.
It was still mostly adults.
Yes. I did yell, can someone collect your children?
Oh, they did not care.
They gave no shits. They just continued to... Snapchat.
So listen, here's what happened. We get to the end of the movies. Boom. As soon as the credits roll, I'm talking as soon as the credits roll, these two kids in the front row. And these kids were older. I mean, maybe like
I would say like 4 and 6.
Okay. So, I mean, they weren't like 2.
No.
So they can like speak
and understand.
They've gone to school.
Yeah. They have to sit in a desk for a few hours.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't think the parents or the kids really are that smart. So we'll see.
Truth.
It might be like one of those homeschool situations.
Mm, totally possible.
I say as a homeschooled child. But, you know.
But your mom still made you sit and do things.
Yeah, we still had like rules and like boundaries. So as soon as the credits roll. And, you know, when the credits roll, there's still like art and like things happening. That's how credits are. These kids get up out of their chairs.
And just a pair of shoes.
Just a pair of shoes starts flying in front of the screen. I'm like, is that... I thought at first it was like a glitch on the screen.
Me too!
I was like, something's wrong with the screen. What's going on? And then I'm like, no, it is a child's flip-flop being thrown. And then the children were running. The children were yelling. The children were bouncing on the theater seats.
Literally jumping from seat to seat.
Yeah.
Jumping up and down like a trampoline.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, whose kids are... I thought the parents just like dropped the kids off and left. I'm like, oh no, come get your kid.
No.
The parents were sitting 2 rows in front of us Snapchatting their kids doing this.
Yeah.
It was like such a ridiculous situation that like I wanted to be mad and I was mad at first, but then I just literally had to laugh and be embarrassed for those parents and their kids that are going to turn into drug dealers. So I'm like, you know what? I just have to believe that karma gets everyone in the end and those kids are going to be drug dealers.
I hope they get a car crash on their way home.
Well, you know, not like fatal.
No,
but
no, no,
just
not
like,
injuries. But just like total your car.
Yeah. Now you're fucked because you have to buy a new car.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want anyone to get hurt. I just want it to be a major inconvenience.
Major, major.
And when they get home, I want their kitchen to be flooded.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like flood the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, to remove drywall. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the kind of punishment they deserve.
Yes, truly.
It wasn't even like, guys, okay, come on. No, there was nothing. They were literally just sitting there.
They weren't even watching them, really. They were on their phone. So anyway, it wasn't happening throughout the movie. But literally as soon as the credits hit, I was like...
The minute.
I was still trying to watch the credits, but okay.
Because there was like artsy like things that were happening that I couldn't even like... Yeah. I was so shook.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a little bit sad and unfortunate. But you know what? Such is life. And we just have to honestly like be bigger than them and just be like, you know what? I don't have kids and I don't want them, but my kid would never act like that.
I am both physically and metaphorically bigger than these people. You leaned over to me and said, how quickly can I find a doctor to tie my tubes?
And the answer is I cannot, because they would tell me I need to ask my husband, which I don't have a husband. And then they'd say, you need to have at least one kid first. And I would say, abso-fucking-lutely not. They throw their shoes in movie theaters.
It was comical. It's like what you see on TV shows and movies when kids are acting unruly and you're like, okay, that's a bit dramatic. No kids actually act this way.
They do.
Holy shit, they do.
Their parents set no boundaries for them, no rules.
I know it sounds like we're being dramatic.
We're not.
I swear to God, we are not being
dramatic. They were throwing their shoes to the ceiling.
Like, I'm actually kind of impressed with how high they could
throw
those.
They get some practice. They must go to movies like every week and practice.
And this is their thing. As soon as the credits roll, you can run out and jump on the seats.
And throw your shoes. I'm surprised they haven't been banned from every movie theater, like, in the, you know, area. Maybe they have, and that's why they were at that movie theater.
I'm a little mad at myself that I didn't, like, cause a scene.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I should have just yelled more.
Is it worth the drama?
The problem is there were actual children that were actually behaving in that theater. But I really just wanted to, like, yell, like, what in the actual fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
We're in public.
Yeah.
Can you deal with the spawn that you've created? This is embarrassing for everyone involved.
Yes. And it was like in the movie when the wild Pokemon go crazy.
Literally. They gave him some of that purple juice.
Gave him some of that
purple drink.
That go-go juice.
Yeah. Oh my God. It smells like pot so aggressively in here right now.
I thought there was a...
Hey, neighbors. What up?
Whatever. But let's talk about good things. So we got the eggplant out of the way, those stupid children. At least it wasn't happening through the movie. If it was during the movie, I would have said, yeah, cause a stink.
If it was happening during the movie.
Yeah. No.
I would have.
Carolyn would have.
I would have
burned the place down.
I would have retightened my bun and gone right to the manager.
Yeah. No, she's that bitch.
Oh, absolutely. I am.
So, but let's talk about good things. First things first, the movie was cute.
It was super cute. I really enjoyed it.
It was fun. All the Pokemon were so adorable and so well created and made and sweet and really just embarrassing. That Sonic the Hedgehog movie that's going to come out later this year.
Fuck you, Sonic.
I'm sorry, Jean Ralphio. Like, I know you're really excited about voicing Sonic, but it's going to be a flop. And I'm really sorry about it.
Yep.
And also a good fun bonus. Every ticket you buy comes with a pack of two Detective Pikachu trading cards. And they gave us two packs when we bought our tickets and two more packs when they took our tickets at the door. So we each got four packs of Detective Pikachu trading cards.
Amazing.
I think each pack comes with one of the theater exclusive Pikachus and the other one is like a random card from the Detective Pikachu set.
Can we open one?
Yeah. No, let's open them all. Let's see what we got.
I think that producer is going to want to open. Should we share?
I mean, since, he can open
since
literally.
Technically two of them belong.
All right. So this is the first one, which is, I'm pretty sure, the theater exclusive. It's a foil Detective Pikachu with the coffee break move.
That's what I have as well.
Yeah. I think every pack has the Pikachu and then, well, like I said, one random one. So my random one's Jigglypuff.
My random one is Snubbull.
Aww. Jigglypuff was really cute. Who was your favorite Pokemon in the movie?
Pikachu.
Oh, he was real cute.
Yeah. I know that's basic, but he was my favorite.
Oh, and super cute. So each pack also comes with a little booklet that shows you like more of the cards from the set, from the Detective Pikachu set.
Oh.
And then it's just got some information like on Pokemon games and other trading cards and apps and stuff. Super cute.
Be cute.
And then it comes with a little ad for the Pokemon Center to buy stuff because there's Detective Pikachu merch.
Hey, producer, you want to come open these two? We'll split them. You can do two. I'll do two.
I'm going to open all four of mine.
All right.
I don't think he cares. I think
he's literally already started another movie. Yeah, he's like, bye.
Yeah, I have better things to do with my life. I'm sorry. All right. Another Detective Pikachu and a Charmander. I literally have all these already.
Can I have the box cutter?
Oh, baby.
Thank you.
Okay. So I literally, the Detective Pikachu set, I only need four more cards to complete it, but they're rare cards. So I don't know if these actually come with any rares or they're just the commons.
I got a Jigglypuff and a Detective Pikachu.
I got, this is my third pack, Pikachu and Snubbull.
I got Pikachu and Morlul.
Oh, I have that one. That's the little fairy flower thingy.
Morlul is one of the ones I didn't have. So
I didn't know what those were.
That's good.
Well, in the movie, I'm like,
they're Pokemon.
They're like a mid-generation.
Yeah.
From that dark time where none of us played because we didn't have disposable income.
Yeah. Fucking losers. Being like 15 and whatever.
My second pack was Detective Pikachu and Psyduck.
Okay.
Oh, cute.
I got Pikachu and Magikarp. At least I'll say this. There's not a whole lot of doubles, even between all of us.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like a decent...
Other than the one you're guaranteed to get.
Well, yeah, obviously. But, like, it's a decent, like, distribution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I open this other one?
Yeah, this is just, like, a regular pack that producer had lying around that's got the four cards. So this is... we didn't get it at the theater. It's different. All right. I got Morlul, Snubbull, Psyduck, and Arcanine. That's a good one. It's got a rare in there. I already had Arcanine, but still. Oh, and the code.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Who is like my favorite of all time. Jigglypuff, Charmander, Charizard.
Nice. Okay. Those are two good packs.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Do you need this one too?
I wonder how much these go for on the movie exclusive. Probably nothing.
Probably nothing because everyone basically gets them.
And they hand them out like they're candy, apparently.
Well, I'm sure they just put it in two places and didn't realize, like, they didn't talk. Oh, hey, I've got another one. You just took the thing. Doesn't matter.
Oh, no, the code card. Yeah.
I don't know what the code card is.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Okay.
I don't know things. Anyways, movie's cute. We recommend out of 10.
Out of 10, what would I rate the movie?
Yes.
I really liked it. I thought it was cute. I thought it was fun. I thought it was easy and like stress free. I really thought all the Pokemon were really well done and like very like true to the anime and everything. So I'd give it like a solid 8. Like it was just a fun time for everyone. You know, was it the greatest cinematic masterpiece of our time? No.
Here's how I'll look at it. I'm very generous in my scoring of movies.
Because she loves a Hallmark.
Because I love a Hallmark. And I set, like, my 10 bar is, does it meet my expectations? And normally my expectations are low. Was it fun? Yes. Was it family friendly? Yes. Was it still, though, good for, like, adults? A la when Shrek first came out and everyone was like, there's jokes for me and I'm old.
All right,
like is it still fun for me? Did it make me feel feelings? Did it checked all the boxes.
Yeah,
there was a jump scare.
Oh, she jumped. That was funny because she like jumped. I was like, are you okay? They literally gave you so much warning for the jump scare and she still jumped.
I still jumped because, as we also discussed on the way back from the movie, I don't anticipate things.
No.
Like, I don't. Like, this is just something that I do. I don't know. Other people are like, oh, so then this must be this and this. And they're, like, figuring it out halfway through the movie. I don't do that at all. I just, like, let it happen to me.
She turns her brain off.
I do. I let the experience just take over my body.
So much that she catches details that are literally explicitly given to her.
Yeah, true. So I just like don't, I let, I let the moment happen to me.
You like let the movie come to you.
I don't try to figure out what the movie is. I don't have time to figure out what the movie is. So for me, I give it like a 9. It was exactly what I needed it to be.
Yeah, true.
I don't know that there's anything, I don't know. I would have liked the romance thing to like have come to an actual conclusion because it didn't. It just kind of was like, hit you up later. Bye bye.
It was like a secondary thing.
Was that a spoiler?
No, you said the romance thing. That could mean anything.
I feel like that may have been a spoiler.
I think you need to calm down. Also, this is Detective Pikachu. So like, we're trying to like be kind and like not give like major plot points or spoilers, but also like this isn't Avengers Endgame. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
You know, like it's okay. Just go. You'll still enjoy the movie if you know that there's a romance thing.
So speaking of Avengers Endgame, Karma is the one of us who's seen both. In what ways is Detective Pikachu better and why?
Well, so Detective Pikachu is fun and cute, whereas, you know, Endgame has fun moments, but it's overall like very tense and dramatic, yes. Right? And like
stressful,
kind of sad, honestly.
Depressing.
Uh-huh. So Detective Pikachu, the whole time you're just like, I was so happy the whole time because every time I would see a new Pokemon, I would be like wanting to point it out to Luigi, be like, oh my God, Jigglypuff. Oh, look how cute Bulbasaur is. Like, so it was just fun. And there was lots of like fun things to catch in Detective Pikachu. Like, oh, look in the background, there was a Togepi or, you know, whatever. It's just, it's very visually beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, Endgame was visually beautiful too, but again, in like a depressing, tense way. So it's just like the mood you set. You know, like if you want to go for like a really intense 3 hours of your life, Endgame is great. But if you just want a nice, simple, fun 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Detective Pikachu. That's where it's at.
If you want to be the very best.
Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say, well, no, because there's still a lot of kids at Avengers movies, but not. Like
there
little kids, not little kids, yeah. Not like the kids who go to Detective Pikachu.
I am unreasonably angry about that.
I'm honestly like letting go and letting God. Like she'll take care of it from here.
That's true. I should let go and let God and yeah. let her handle it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What's your score, producer?
I was gonna say 7. It's a really fun movie.
Okay. Fine. 7, 8, 9. I give high scores for movies, low scores for food.
This bitch has her priorities. You know what I mean?
I have higher expectations out of my food.
No, I respect that. Yeah. I think that's fair.
I mean, if I'm consuming it literally in my body, not just through my eye holes, then.
Yeah. You have to really have high standards.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anyways. So are we going to like open this stuff or what? How do we want to work this out? Producer, do you want to move over here?
Do we need to record all of it?
I don't think we need to record opening 100 something booster packs. I think we're good. I think we will post our hits in Discord.
Yeah. Since you're already listening to this, which means likely on the Patreon feed, unless we completely screwed up somewhere down the line.
Well, maybe.
You already have access to our Discord.
So sign up.
Wait, this isn't going to go on the regular feed?
Is this going to go on the regular feed?
I don't know. We hadn't discussed it.
I thought we had discussed it was going to be a Patreon bonus since we haven't had one of those in a while.
All right, fine. It can be a Patreon bonus.
It doesn't have to be. It can be on the regular feed.
Hey, Patreons. What up, what up?
Or, hey, we thought this was going to be, but now it's on the regular feed, and you're welcome. And
I don't know.
And so you're basically getting bonus content for free?
We don't know what we're doing. No, it's going on Patreon.
But you should sign up for Patreon if you're not.
It's been decided.
And you're hearing this.
It's been decided.
Because you get to go to the Discord and look at our Pokemon cards.
Pokemon,
gotta catch Emma. But real quick, let's give a quick sneak peek of what you might find on the Discord. So we're opening a bunch of Unbroken Bonds Pokemon cards. Producer, what are maybe a couple of the ones you're hoping to get?
Oh, obviously the Reshiram Charizard team up.
Yeah, duh.
Because, card is, like, if you get the special super duper rare rainbow one, it's like $200
at least. It's still going up.
Is it still going up?
Yeah.
Wow,
it's going up and up.
I don't know, there's I've gotten some peeks of the set. Mm-hmm. And there's some really cool stuff in there. I'm upset that I missed out on team up, which is what had the Gengar and Mimikyu, which I think was a really cool one. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. There's really a lot of cool stuff in there. I've seen some sneak peeks, but I haven't like
seen the whole thing.
Seen the whole set, so I'm not exactly sure what I'm in for.
I really there's a Muk and a Alolan Muk.
Yes,
one that's
yes.
like really cool.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that one. There's some full arts in there that are pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm hoping to get any rainbow one, like any rainbow one.
Yeah.
Like just to say I got a rainbow one.
Yes.
So that's that would be nice. That's my hope.
I would like a Bulbasaur.
we'll get you a Bulbasaur.
We'll try to make a Bulbasaur happen.
We'll get you a Bulbasaur.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
All right. let go and let God. is this going on Patreon?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So go sign up for the Patreon.
It's not going on Patreon.
I don't think it should go. I mean.
Okay, then let's just do our regular signups.
Yeah.
Please go to arcadeaudio.net. Check out our podcast, all the other podcasts on the network. Go to patreon.com where you won't hear this episode, but you'll hear stuff.
patreon.com/arcadeaudio.
patreon.com/arcadeaudio.
You can also go to patreon.com and support other small businesses and people creating things, but us first.
Please, please us first. That's where you can get in the Discord and see photos and talk to us on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We're always in there chit-chatting.
Do you have Pokemon cards you'd like to share? Ooh. It's for you as well if you want to use it for that.
Yeah.
Yep. And also, if you want to share dreams/nightmares that are happening to you, you can do that. If you want to do Lion King role-playing,
there's an option.
That's also available.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a hot ticket.
Yeah.
Also, please go to, if you'd like to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn.
I'm at HIH Producer.
Also, please don't forget to go get your podcast apps and subscribe to us. Tell your friends, tell your grandmas, tell your crushes.
Your lovers.
Tell everyone. Tell
random haters.
And your haters. Tell random strangers on train platforms. Just really let people know about us and spread the word. Leave a rating and a review, 5 stars. And tell us what your favorite Pokemon is, because everyone has a favorite Pokemon. Even if you're like, you're an adult now and you're cool and like you don't play Pokemon anymore or whatever. But you at one point had a favorite Pokemon.
Sure.
So don't be ashamed of your favorite Pokemon. Just let us know in your 5-star review what it is.
And also in our Discord, because now you're going to be a Patreon. Obviously. Great. I love it. I forgot to do this on the last one, so here we go. Please know that we love you, and we would like you to tell people that you love, that you love them, because it's important. And also, don't forget to fart with reckless abandon. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.